Now to the latest on the coronavirus. The Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says a second evacuation flight is now being negotiated.
There have been some questions raised as to whether Australia would initiate a second flight of our own, and I can advise that the Prime Minister has instructed consultation to begin with the Chinese authorities on a possible second Australian assisted departure from Wuhan to Australia, and I can say that the Chinese have been extremely cooperative. We want to thank them for that, and so there is progress being made.
The total number of global cases has passed 20,000 and the death toll is more than 400. The second death outside of mainland China has been recorded in Hong Kong, with a man dying over the weekend in the Philippines. In Australia, there are now 12 people infected with the virus. And Australian GPs at the front line of community healthcare are increasingly concerned that they are not receiving enough support from the government. The president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners is calling for a national coronavirus hotline as part of a coordinated national response, and he joins me now from Sydney. Dr. Harry Nespolon, welcome to RN Drive.
Hello.
Why do we need a national hotline to deal with coronavirus?
Look, I must say I don't think I was quite calling for a national hotline. I think we're looking for more of a national approach. The problem that we're having as GPs is each of the states is getting different advice, and sometimes it can be relatively contradictory what's happening in one state and what's happening in another. That might just reflect the different situations that each of the states find themselves in. But, it would be better if it was all consistent, and that way we would be in a much better position to provide advice to patients, and also for us as a college to provide that advice to our members.
You've said that there's GPs who feel confused, and we've seen online, you know, that GPs reporting this. How is it affecting the work that they do?
Well, the problem that we've got at the moment is that some of the states have said, well, why don't you just call your GPs, which is reasonable. But the problem with that is that it means that a GP who's completely booked out has to, which a lot of GPs are going to have to actually stop seeing patients and come and answer a phone. These are not 5-minute calls, as a lot of my colleagues have said. You know, it often takes 10 or 15 minutes to get through all the details. And at the moment, they get nothing for that. So that's not particularly well supported at all. We're also having problems with the N95 masks, in the sense that some areas are getting the masks from the governments, other areas are just getting the surgical masks, and a much more consistent approach would be much better.
And in terms of what happens when a member of the public presents with coronavirus symptoms, says, oh, look, I've got these symptoms, I'm worried, GPs can either test them or refer them to their local emergency department. But you say some GPs in Victoria and New South Wales and Queensland too are hitting a roadblock when it comes to these tests. What's happening?
Well, the problem, with the tests, once again, there's different advice. So some of the states and would say, look, if you really do need to take the samples, the coronavirus samples, you should send them off to a casualty department to put them in a negative pressure room. Some of my colleagues are concerned about taking the tests, because if the patient coughs and coughs all over the room, basically, it takes the room out for a while it needs to be cleaned. And so the issue is about when and who should be doing the tests. So often that does require a call to the local state, health department, to sort of discuss with someone about who needs to take that test. And again, it takes more time out of the day.
So ultimately, you're saying you want a national response. I think the government thinks it's coordinating a national response. You think it's inadequate?
I'm not saying that it's inadequate. It's just that each of the states have a different view on what needs to be done. And so that does lead to some confusion as to what is being done. It also can lead to some degree of anxiety. So, for example, if you've got some states that are saying, if you've got someone who needs to have the tests done, they should be taken to a hospital. And then there are other states are saying, well, it's fine for you to do it in your own rooms. It does lead to a little bit of anxiety about exactly what the right answer should be.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Have a good evening.
That's the President of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Dr. Harry Nesbolon, and this is RN Drive.